President John Mahama has stated that Ghana's relations with China remain solid, contrary to speculations that relations between the two have been strained due to illegal mining activities by some Chinese in the country. He says China should not be stereotyped in this case, because laws of every country need to be obeyed, irrespective of who is involved. This came up when the president received members of the Ghana-China Friendship Association at the Flagstaff House in Accra. The Chinese delegation is in the country to attend a forum on local government as well as explore areas for investment. A report by Pascalina Dadevo.
Friendship between Ghana and China dates back the time of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, with its slogan Solidarity and Development. The Ghana-China Friendship Association, GACHIFA, aims to exchange ideas and promote development. The Chinese delegation has been in the country since last week, and the leader of the delegation, Xu Kaiyo, hopes to bring more investors and a technical team to the country soon to study Ghana's business environment for partnerships. Secretary to the Ghana-China Friendship Association and a former Secretary to Cabinet, Mike Egan, speaks on activities undertaken by the delegation while CA.
We had also introduced to them the idea that we want them to consider investing in renewable energy sources, particularly in solar and biogas. And then we talked to tourism because of an interest in wanting them to promote tourists from China to Ghana, working together to, first of all, produce the product. For now, we have all the time been trying to get them to show interest not only in what they are targeting as businessmen, but also what our socioeconomic needs are. We have just had a visit to the Minister of Food and Agriculture, where they are considering large-scale agriculture plantations.
President John Mahama, a member of GACHIFA, acknowledged that China is Ghana's biggest trading partner in consumer goods. He said Ghana is reviewing its Investment Promotion Act so that it will be more responsive to investors coming in. President Mahama again woos foreign investors to the country by preaching that Ghana is safe and has a politically stable environment for doing business.
One of the things we're looking to do is to particularly promote a public-private partnership between African countries and Chinese investors and businessmen. There are many opportunities domestically in our countries in Africa that government is not in a position to be able to adequately fund. And so we welcome investment from outside, and we welcome that investment in infrastructure. It could be in the form of roads. Ghana continues to be the safest, most secure, investor-friendly, politically stable country, I dare say, in Africa. That has attracted huge investor interest.
One issue that the president strongly spoke on in recent times has been with illegal mining activities in the country, mainly operated by the Chinese. He told the Chinese delegation that China is not being stereotyped in Ghana because other nationals are also involved.
There have been a few issues, but I think that there are issues that do not affect the relationship between our two countries. We've had some few problems in small-scale mining, but like I said, we should not stereotype and target or prejudice. The thing is, we have laws that need to be obeyed, and it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's an Eskimo or it's a Nigerian or it's a Chinese or it's whatever. It's not about who it is or what the race is. It is about what the law says and how we implement it. And so I'll urge that we don't stereotype when we do this kind of thing, and to assure our Chinese friends that our relationship remains on solid ground and that we'll continue to work together to move that relation to an even higher level.
The Chinese delegation leaves on Friday.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting.